Have you ever pulled up a route map for one of the big Gulf carriers and just stared at it? Lines fanning out from Doha like spokes on a wheel, reaching every continent. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about Qatar Airways and three new long-haul routes that tell us something bigger about where international aviation is heading. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, so here's what you need to know. Qatar Airways just announced three long-haul additions to their network. Two of them are brand new destinations the airline has never served before. We're talking about Bogota, Colombia, and Caracas, Venezuela. The third is a resumption of service, flights returning to both Helsinki, Finland, and Tokyo Haneda in Japan. That's technically four city pairs if you're counting. But Qatar is bundling the announcements together as part of a broader network expansion push. Let's start with the two that matter most from a network strategy standpoint, Bogota and Caracas. These are firsts for Qatar Airways. The airline has had a growing presence in South America for years now. They already fly to Sao Paulo and Buenos Aires. Adding Colombia and Venezuela opens up entirely new markets in the northern part of the continent. Now, why should you care if you're a general aviation pilot sitting in your hangar somewhere in the American Midwest? Here's why. When a carrier like Qatar Airways, which operates one of the largest and most modern widebody fleets on the planet, starts pushing into South America with nonstop service from the Middle East, it tells you something about traffic flows, it tells you where the money is moving, it tells you where business travel demand is growing, and frankly, it tells you something about geopolitics and trade relationships that you won't get from reading the evening news. Bogota in particular is interesting. Colombia has been on a steady trajectory of economic growth. Its capital is already well connected to North America and Europe, but a direct link to Doha and the entire Qatar Airways network behind it that opens doors to Southeast Asia, the Indian subcontinent, Australia, for business travelers in Colombia. This is a game changer. One stop in Doha and you're connected to over 170 destinations. Caracas is the more surprising pick. Venezuela's economy has been through extraordinary turbulence over the past decade. A lot of carriers pulled out. The fact that Qatar is going in signals either remarkable confidence or a long-term bet that conditions are stabilizing enough to support premium international service. Probably a bit of both. Qatar Airways doesn't make moves like this without doing the math first. Now the Helsinki resumption, that one is more straightforward. Finland's flag carrier Finnair had to reroute a lot of its Asian traffic after airspace closures made the traditional polar routing over Russia unavailable. That created opportunities for Gulf carriers who don't need Russian airspace to connect Europe with Asia. Qatar resuming Helsinki service fits neatly into that picture. They can offer Finnish travelers efficient connections to Asia, Australia, and beyond through Doha, picking up traffic that used to flow on different routings entirely. The Tokyo Haneda resumption is significant for a different reason. Haneda is the airport every carrier wants to be at. It's right in the heart of Tokyo, much more convenient than Narita for business travelers. Slot availability at Haneda is fiercely competitive, and getting back in there means Qatar has secured the slots they need, which is no small feat. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. What we're really watching is the continued expansion of the Gulf carrier model. Emirates, Etihad, and Qatar Airways have spent two decades building their hubs into global connecting points. Every new route they add makes the hub more powerful, which makes every existing route more valuable. It's a flywheel effect. The more places you can get to through Doha, the more people choose to connect through Doha, which justifies adding even more destinations. This affects you if you follow the airline industry, and honestly, every pilot should at least loosely. The competitive dynamics between Gulf carriers and legacy carriers in Europe and North America shape everything from ticket prices to aircraft orders to airport infrastructure investment. When Qatar adds Bogota, that puts competitive pressure on European carriers serving that route. When they resume Haneda, that affects the calculus for every airline connecting Europe to Japan. For those of you who fly internationally for personal travel, this is worth bookmarking. Qatar Airways consistently ranks among the top airlines in the world for service quality. Their business class product, the Q Suite, basically set the standard for premium long-haul travel. More routes means more options, and more competition on these city pairs generally means better fares for everyone. From a fleet perspective, these routes will likely be served by their Airbus A350 or Boeing 787 Dreamliner aircraft. Qatar has been one of the most aggressive operators of both types. They've got nearly 100 widebodies between those two fleets alone and more on order. The efficiency of these modern twins is exactly what makes routes like Doha to Bogota economically viable. Try that math with an older generation quad engine aircraft, and the numbers don't work nearly as well. One more angle worth mentioning: airport fees and bilateral agreements. Every time a carrier launches service to a new country, there's a web of government negotiations behind it: traffic rights, landing slots, customs, and immigration capacity. The fact that Qatar has secured agreements with both Colombia and Venezuela suggests diplomatic groundwork that's been in progress for quite some time. These routes don't just appear overnight. They're the visible result of years of negotiation. So that's the picture. Qatar Airways adding Bogota and Caracas as entirely new destinations, resuming service to Helsinki and Tokyo Haneda, all of it reinforcing their position as one of the most connected airlines on the planet. Sources today from Simple Flying covering the Qatar Airways route announcement. More aviation news daily at RadioHanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.